What kind of horses only go out at night?
Oh, I don't know. What kind of horses only go out at night?
Nightmares.
Oh, God.
That's a little,
Wow.
That's a sketchy joke right there.
And you can see Avon B tomorrow at the farmer's market on the square, 9 to 1, and tell her how much you enjoy her joke of the day right here on KDHN.
Go by and say you like her joke of the day and get a 10% or 10-cent discount on a cucumber.
Oh, it's 10 cents on a cucumber.
Or a tomato. Buy one tomato, get two free. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the tomatoes are putting out yet, but she usually has squash and zucchini for sure.
J.J. Watt was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday on ESPN.
Who?
J.J. Watt.
Oh, J.J. Watt. What did he have to say? He coming back to football?
No, he put McAfee on the spot and said, you know, they're laying everybody off at ESPN, and you are getting a $100 million proposed contract, even though these people are getting fired at ESPN. So what are you going to say about that?
Oh, really?
He put him on the spot.
Woo! So they have to get rid of all these other people so they can pay McAfee?
Yeah, $100 million proposed contract.
$100 million
for one damn year.
He's not greedy. No.
I'll jump off the bridge into the water. That's what he did, and that's how he got a job at ESPN.
You know, he does a good job of being himself, which is just a little bit crazy.
I think ESPN will try to ruin that, though.
Well, they ruin everything. What haven't they ruined so far?
They'll put stipulations on everything he says, probably.
Well, that's one thing they're not going to be able to do with him. He's like the Howard Stern of sports broadcasting, of sports shows, whatever. He says whatever he wants.
So J.J. Watt said, is everybody fired just so they can pay you, Pat?
Whoa.
Now, J.J. is bigger than Pat, so he can say whatever he wants.
Well, Pat McAfee's never backed down to anybody, so I can only imagine what he said. What was the response?
I don't know what the response was. This is just a little story that came out from yesterday's show. I'm sure Pat McAfee said, well, hell, if they're going to pay me that kind of money, then I'll take it. Who cares?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's asking for that kind of money. That isn't something they're necessarily... he said, did they keep anybody or is everybody fired to pay you?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow.
And ESPN doesn't know what they're doing because they're owned by Disney, and they don't know what they're doing because they're a bunch of pencil pushers.
Well, McAfee laughed it off and pushed back, telling J.J. Watt, that's not funny. That is the narrative, and I'm certainly taking it in the shin. And then he maintained pride in the work his team produces. The salary and layoff exchange drew significant media attention. Well, it's true. He should feel ashamed that other people are losing their jobs just so he can get that kind of money.
If I was him, I would say, hey, let's just do like $50 million instead of $100.
You know, it's like the quarterback that wants to have, you know, he wants to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and then they don't have any money left to pay the team, and then they can't win. You know, do you want to win and make a really good living, because they still make lots of money, or do you want to go down the route of being greedy and you're not going to be able to carry the team just because you make that kind of money? So we'll see what happens.
From the news department this morning, magnitude 5 earthquake southeast of Spearman at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, I thought it was in Pampa.
Well, it's between Spearman and Pampa in that area.
Okay. So. Yeah, 5.3 magnitude. Wow.
5.0.
Okay.
That's a pretty big earthquake.
Sounds like it. I wonder how many people felt it. Remember the one that happened all the way down, and was it Snyder? And we felt it in Timmins. That was, you know, and if it's that close, you'd think you would feel that one.
Well, it made it as far as Amarillo, as far as it went out as far as Amarillo outskirts there.
Okay.
So who knows?
Well, that's exciting, isn't it?
Elk Mountain Lodge in Aspen, Colorado, formerly owned by William L. Cook, has sold for $33
million. $33 million. We have a $33 million property right there in Castro County.
They put it on the market for $125 million and no takers, so they settled for $33.5. That's a true story.
$125 million?
Yep.
And they took 33? Oh, my God. Wow.
Looks like a nice
That's a
setup.
75% discount right there.
They did the discount for early pay.
End of season sale. We're not, we don't need this stuff anymore. Wow.
All the furniture goes with it, too.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's just about 75% off of the original price. That is unbelievable.
Here's the car of the day.
If you wait long enough. Yeah, what's the quote of the day?
The car of the day. 2014 Ford Fusion for sale. It's pretty cheap, actually. You can have one of those for $2,500 over in Plainview.
Does it run?
It only has 140,000 miles on it. And the only problem is the power steering pump is failing, but he does have a replacement.
Oh, we'll put it on there and charge a little more money.
That's a pretty good buy for that car.
Yeah, well, for $2,500, it probably needs a lot more than that.
Looks nice. Looks comfy.
Sounds like your next ride.
No, I'm not buying any more cars.
That's what you say today, but not what you do
I didn't
tomorrow.
Say Jeeps or pickups or anything. I said cars.
Oh, you're not buying anymore. Oh, clever.
Pigskin okay. Preview from Pigskin Pete.
Oh, Pigskin Pete.
Motley County Matadors had a 10-2 season last year.
10-2 season. That's really good.
Under head coach Mike Bingham. I wonder if he's related to the Bingham brothers that had the old equipment company in Lubbock.
Oh, wasn't there a Bingham's, like, steakhouse or barbecue place or something like that?
I don't know.
Bingham's barbecue, wasn't there?
something like that. The last time they won a state title was 2007 over there in Motley County for the Matadors.
It's time again. 20 years later, it's time again.
So we have
a
heat alert today from News Channel 10. High heat continues for the rest of this week, according to Sheldon Brugiers. You know, he's from Portales.
Sheldon is from Portales?
Yeah, he grew up in Portales.
Huh. I didn't know that. Well, he's just down the road.
They had their Channel 10 on the road thing in Canyon yesterday. It looked a little hot.
Oh, I'll bet it was hot. Oh, my goodness. 100-plus degrees.
It was only 98 Ooh. Here yesterday, so that wasn't too bad.
Well, only 98. You got to be thankful for little things.
Channel 10 says 105 for Hereford today, 102 for Tulia, Amarillo 104, Dumas 106. The hot spot's going to be Pampa 107 today.
Wow, 107 in Pampa.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and then go up north, cool off in Guymon, it's going to be 107.
Well, go a little further north where it gets cooler and it's still 107.
Liberal, Kansas, 105. Clayton, New Mexico, a cold front there, 99 today.
Ooh, that's a little cooler. That's the place to be.
So 104 here, then Monday it's going to be 105 here.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's hot.
But
start frying eggs on the sidewalk.
We basically have till next Tuesday, then it's going to back into the 90s after that. So that's just another week or so.
Nice. Yeah. So we don't have too much longer to wait.
Cattle trailer overturned on I-40 yesterday during rush hour traffic.
Oh, really?
If you had a cattle running around on I-40?
Well, you know, the cattle, I'm sure it was hot in that thing. They needed to get out and run around.
I'm sure the pavement was not too cool for their feet either.
Oh, man, that pavement gets hot. And then the cars are driving on it. Wow.
Hey, if you want to buy a nice RV to kind of cruise around the country, there's one in Slayton, a 1995 RV for sale for only $20,000.
Oh, really? A 95? It's only 31 years old. That sounds like a deal.
No mechanical issues. I just inherited the thing, and I don't need it, so I'm going to sell it and see if anybody wants to give me that much money for a faded paint job.
Sounds like some equipment that you heard about the other day, 1995.
Oh. Well, it was probably better than stuff they have today.
Same year model.
So John Gruden's been talking about the Broncos and the Chiefs because he kind of does his own little gig now since he can't get a coaching job.
Yeah.
He said Denver... old Sean Payton took the Broncos and turned them around, and they're doing well. But the Chiefs, he said, the offense when Mahomes got there was in the top of the league. And every year the offense for the Chiefs have actually went down, down, down. It's never regained what it was when they first started it when Mahomes got there. So he said there's some problems in Kansas City.
Well, and didn't they bring back Eric Bieniemy too? Didn't they bring him back to Kansas City this year? I don't know.
I think they did. I can't keep track.
Because so, he was part of that offense.
So he said, can the Chiefs offense get back on track this year? We'll find out, he said.
Eric Bieniemy. Yep, he is the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's back. Maybe he'll be the difference.
Maybe that's why they were having problems after he left.
Well, after he left, they still won a Super Bowl, and I think they might have won more than one Super Bowl, but it hasn't been good. It has been a steady decline. They've had signs of issues.
He said every season the offense continues to struggle and never got back to how it was when they first cranked it up when Mahomes got there on his rookie season.
Yeah. Yeah, when Mahomes got there, all they needed was a good quarterback and they were ready to roll and it was really good for a long time, about 7 years, right? And then it's just kind of struggled since then.
The cost of going to college in Texas and the D1 schools, guess who has the most expensive tuition of anybody in the state here?
Texas A&M University.
Nope.
No? Not Texas Tech.
Rice.
But Rice is a private school, isn't it?
D1 schools. I don't care if it's private, nonprofit, whatever. $97,000 a year.
$97,000 a year. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. SMU right behind Rice at $96,000.
Another private school.
Baylor, $90,400.
There you go. There's three in a row.
TCU, $89,000. Texas is way down there at $32,000.
The private universities are always more expensive. That's expected.
Texas Tech, $29,783.
Oh, that makes Texas Tech sound cheap.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, we can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
It's three times as much, but they also get money from, government sources.
UTEP's only $24,000 a year if you want to go to El Paso.
Wow. Now, if you're looking for the bargain, then that's what you look at.
So that's still a lot of money.
And the reality is it really doesn't matter where you get your degree from as long as you have one, and then you just got to get a job, and after that it's all on you.
That's what Dave Ramsey says.
that's what they tell you at school. That's what they said at Texas Tech. They said the degree is just a piece of paper. You get you your first job, and everything after that comes from your performance there. So, you know, and every job you have.
I got my eye on this 2010 Chevy Silverado 2500 diesel in Lubbock, 260,000 miles, just broke in, runs great for only $7,600.
A diesel? Are you crazy?
6.6 Duramax.
Why do you
could listen. You could watch the smoke come out of that baby.
Oh my gosh. Are you planning to buy some big RV and travel the country?
No, this is a pickup.
Oh, a pickup.
2010 Chevy pickup. You there? I don't think you're there. Hello?
Oh, for some reason my phone muted. I don't know what happened.
So it's
I didn't touch it.
6.6 Duramax diesel 3/4-ton pickup.
So you got your pickup and you're going to find some RV and you're going to be just traveling to all...
I'm going to pull the RV behind the pickup.
Park. Yeah, you're going to get a trailer, some kind of a trailer behind the pickup.
Fort Collins, Colorado's in the news from 9 News TV. Yesterday, they paid $500,000 after an officer arrested a sober driver at Fort Collins for DUI.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. A sober driver.
Yep, the city of Fort Collins has agreed to pay a man $500,000 after he was arrested in 2021 for driving under the influence while sober.
Driving under the influence while sober.
And a blood test proved he was sober.
Oh, man.
Jesse Cunningham was on vacation with his family out of state. In July of 2021, they witnessed a car crash in Fort Collins and stopped to render aid and give a statement to police. A body camera showed the footage that happened next. Officer Jason Halfman said he smelled alcohol on Cunningham. He noted the military veteran's glossy eyes. And Cunningham admitted he had had two beers hours prior, before the crash actually happened. He said, I had a couple of beers a few hours ago, but the blood test showed he wasn't over the limit. So he gets $500,000, and that's a pretty good vacation pay.
So it took 5 years to get to this point where he's going to get money.
Yep, 5 years.
Wow.
They'll take another vacation, probably.
I wonder how much the attorney's going to get out of that.
Probably $400 a day.
I wonder how much. Well, they'll probably have to pay the attorney's fees, and then the attorney gets a percentage of whatever that settlement is.
Well, the city of Fort Collins probably has to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. He said, I'm going to go back there this year and get stopped again so I can make another $500,000.
Yeah, the city pays the attorney's fees, but then, you know, when you hire those attorneys that are going to get you a settlement, they get a percentage of that settlement as well. So,
Lockney Longhorns have a brand new football coach. Michael Lewis will take that duty over in the month of August, see if he can get things going over there in Lockney.
Oh, Michael Lewis. All right. Working in Lockney. Nice.
We'll see what they can muster up over there.
Yeah.
Looks like Jacob Rodriguez, the former Texas Tech linebacker, is going to be a starter if things continue the way they are with the Miami Dolphins.
I'm excited to see him play in the NFL. I'm ready to see him out on the field.
Training camp's going on, and so far, so good, looks like.
Yeah, good for him. He's just a stud, you know. He's just a stud, and when he was on the field, things were happening. So let's see what he can do for Miami after the mess they've had down there all these years.
Well, they're going to turn things around, probably.
Maybe. We'll see. At least they got someone good on defense.
Not happy birthday, but hello to Lucy Dean Record over in Lockney. She's 102 years old.
Oh, happy birthday
to Lucy.
Lucy
Dean Record.
Wow.
She's still playing music and teaching music lessons over in Lochney.
Really? At 102?
Yep.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So the monsoon season has started in Colorado. As of yesterday, Fort Collins picked up 1.5 inches. Longmont, 0.75 inches. And Wellington, Colorado, 2.34.
Anything falling on the wildfires, or are those out under control now? I haven't heard anything lately.
No rain out that way. This is just on the central part of the state.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully they'll get something heading up there.
You want to see Kansas, October 24th. That's a Saturday at the Vibrant Music Hall.
Vibrant Music Hall. I guess. I don't know.
That's in Waukee, Iowa.
I've never been a big fan of Kansas, so I don't know.
It's in Waukee, Iowa.
Okay, Waukee, Iowa. There you go.
I'd go see Kansas.
Would you?
Heck yeah.
Do you know any more of their songs besides Dust in the Wind?
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Okay, so there's two songs. What else you got?
Nothing. Two's better than nothing.
That's right. One's better than nothing and two's better than that.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday talking about reversing course on a change to a federal crop insurance policy to allow farmers to buy more protection if the weather or field conditions prevent them from planting a crop.
Oh, so they can buy more insurance if they can't plant the crop, and then they can get a payout for that?
They're working on reversing some of those rules so they can have some more flexibility.
Well, that sounds like something to try to help them out.
So the Rangers lose 4-2 last night.
Yeah, it didn't really go so good last night. The night before was so much better. And now they're playing the Mariners, and they're 1-2 in the
league standings.
West.
Texas is 51-51, and Seattle's 51-52.
So this series coming up this weekend with them and the Mariners is a really big one, and they have 4 games they're playing. So, wow.
2 runs, 5 hits for the Rangers.
Hopefully they'll get it together and they'll take the series at least.
So if you want to move to Montana, the national median house prices now has jumped to $770,000.
Really? Oh my God! Wow, $770,000.
That's a 112% increase over the last 10 years.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
You know why the prices went up so much?
Because celebrities keep buying homes there.
Because the Yellowstone show that's been out has had an effect on their prices up there.
Oh, Yellowstone, really? So people want to move there because of Yellowstone?
Because they're watching really? That show.
But that show doesn't even exist anymore. They finished it. Now they moved to Texas.
Well, that's what...
They have a ranch in Texas now.
That's what they're saying.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So for $770,000, you can get a starter home.
You can get a little 1,500-square-foot, 2-bed, 3-bath house with a 2-car garage.
Guess who's going to be singing at the big motorcycle rally in Sturgis August the 8th?
Lainey Wilson?
Nope.
Miranda Lambert?
The Full Throttle Saloon's going to welcome Sammy Hagar to town.
Oh, really? I want to go. I want to see Sammy Hagar.
That'd be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
He's in his 70s now.
They really pull in some big names up there, don't they?
They don't mess around because they make a lot of money.
Lots of money.
Their motto's like our motto. Don't mess around, make a lot of money.
Well, I don't know if we're living up to that or not, but Sammy Hagar turned 79 in October.
Ooh.
Oh.
Really?
79. Yes, he'll be 80 next year.
And he's
gosh. He's still hanging in there. Yeah.
He's using some hair color now, it looks like, maybe.
Oh, is he? Well, yes, I would say he's probably using some kind of something in his hair because, I mean, there's no way you can have, you know, red hair or whatever he's got at his age.
He said, thanks to Grecian Formula 44.
Oh, no. No Grecian Formula.
No?
No. No.
He still has hair, though, so that's good.
He does. He does. It isn't as thick as it used to be, you know, and as curly as it used to be, but he's still got it.
So that storm, that tropical storm Bertha?
Yes.
Is 700 miles from Dimmitt right now.
Oh, now they mentioned something about, on the weather, they mentioned something about the eastern panhandle getting some rain out of that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
They've already had 80 mile an hour winds across parts of Galveston Bay already.
How much rain is coming down? Like, how much are they getting?
Not much. Not much because the storm's fizzling out.
Yeah, it just really never could get together and organize, right? And it looked like just a big thunderstorm that was dark red in the middle. It never really turned into an actual hurricane or even, I guess it's a tropical storm, but it really never had any good form in it.
No, it didn't have all the moisture it needed to really get going.
Yeah, they said there was some dry air from the east or something that was affecting it.
Probably the dry air from the west.
From well, it was, I think it was too far east for the west to be a part of it. But that was a few days ago when they said that.
Now, Doppler Dave says we have a 20% chance of rain tonight and 20% tomorrow.
Hmm. Okay.
So we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Austin Bugler is going to be back today doing the markets at 9. He had 2 weeks of conferences.
Yeah, I'm sure he's glad to be out of that mess. Conferences are never fun.
And Kyle Bumstead's been doing his report today from the fairgrounds up there in Nebraska. That's pretty cool.
Oh, are they having their fair this week? Is this the, it's not the state fair.
No, the county fair up there, he's doing it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So he said...
He sounded a little different this morning. I wondered what it was.
Yep, he's at the fairgrounds.
Nice.
So Jim Mora, who is now the coach for the Colorado State Rams, I didn't know that. His dad, of course, is the one that said, playoffs!
Oh, really? Playoffs!
They had a 2-10 season last year with Colorado State. Not very good.
No, that's really bad. Now they had already let the other guy go before that. So was he there last year? Or
no, this is the first season.
Okay.
We'll see what he can do.
Well, maybe he'll be able to put something together over there and make it better.
Iowa farm income dropped 53% between 2022 and 2024, according to the new report from Iowa State and the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation.
53% in
2022 to 2024, 2 years.
2 years? Holy cow. That's a lot.
Yep.
That's a big drop.
So that's not good news up there.
No, that's not the kind of numbers we want to see.
Ron Roberts yesterday from Run for the Hills, Ron from KMAC News in Lubbock, said we're only 62 days away from the first day of fall.
I know, it's coming so fast, right? Before you know it, it'll be September.
And he said if you've lived in Lubbock long enough, you know that doesn't mean a damn thing.
Not really. Well, You know, there was a time when fall came around, like by the end of September, October, it did start to cool off some, but that hasn't been going on for a while, for several years now.
Tom Osborne, the former coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, was put into the Husker Football Hall of Fame this week.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
He actually is the first living Nebraska Hall of Fame inductee ever.
Oh, he's the first living one?
Yeah, everybody else was dead.
Why did they wait till they die? Why did they wait till they die? That's weird.
They didn't this time.
Thankfully, maybe they're starting a new trend over there where they're going to start recognizing them before, you know, while they're still alive and they can actually enjoy the moment.
It was a 7-0 vote, so everybody said yes, nobody said no.
Well, that's even better, right? You want to have this unanimous decision.
Bad news Bears in Lone Tree, Colorado this week.
Bad news Bears?
A bear was hit by a vehicle in Lone Tree, Colorado yesterday and eventually has died from that hit.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
We've been through Lone Tree.
Have we? I don't even know where it is. Where is
Lone Tree? South of Denver. According to the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
I bet it did some damage.
I'll bet that the car was just as badly damaged, at least, as the bear.
Don't forget the summer bash in Hereford coming up July 25th.
Yep, summer bash coming up.
Deaf Smith County Crisis Center.
And Heart Day starts today. So head on over to Heart Days this weekend and then head on up to the Hereford Summer Bash for the... what organization was that? I don't remember. What organization the up there in Hereford?
Oh, it's the
Crisis Center.
The Deaf Smith County Crisis Center.
Yes. So going up there and support the Crisis Center on their summer bash. There's a lot. There's vendors, bouncy houses, activities. It's just a really fun day. And then and head to Heart. They're going to have music on Saturday night. They have so many fun things to do. Heart Days is a day that's done right. And if you want to go to a fun summer event, that's the one to go to.
Time for church trivia today.
Oh, church trivia. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm not going to do well on this.
How many churches are in the state of Texas?
How many churches? Like, total?
How many total churches are in the state?
Multiple choice. I need multiple choice. Give me four numbers.
No. 50,000, 30,000, 100,000, or 80,000?
100,000.
Nope. Nope.
That's my best guess.
Over 30,000 churches.
Oh, really? Just 30,000? I really thought it would be much higher than that.
Well, that's what they say.
Texas is a big state. So.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
What else you got?
What else you got?
I ain't got nothing.
You got 3 minutes to fill.
From the no, I don't. I can stop whenever I want. Nazareth Volunteer.
Oh, really?
The Nazareth Volunteer Fire Department has a heat advisory today.
Oh, really? I can stop whenever I want. No, I don't.
I'm in charge of all the buttons.
Oh, that's good to know. That is good.
You need to
get
back here because this is not easy doing a remote thing, man.
Tell me about it. Tell me it's not easy. You need to try doing what I do.
The heat advisory is in effect today till 8 o'clock tonight, according to the fire department in Nazareth.
Oh, until 8 o'clock tonight. Really? Wow. So what is the high temperature supposed to be there today? 100 and what?
104.
104. Oh, I was thinking 105. Wow.
No, that's next week.
Oh, that's Monday is 105. Yeah. Well, it's that time of year, right? It's July. We had the cool temperatures in the 80s, 2 weeks ago, and now we're back to what July is typically. So, you know, are we breaking records with these temperatures, or are we just pretty much normal?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some records broke between now and next Tuesday.
Yeah, probably.
Bad news for a dude that was fixing a light at a gas station in the Fighting Illini state of Illinois yesterday.
Oh, is that the guy that got stuck in the sign?
130 feet off the ground.
Yeah, because something happened to his lift that brought him up there, and he was stuck inside the sign.
I bet it was a little hot in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, he had his phone.
Well, yeah, and he could call somebody. Hey, I'm stuck up here in the sign. Come get me. Do you remember the story of the person that was living inside the sign, was it a Walmart store? They somehow got up inside the building, and they were living in that little crawl space between the sign and the building. And they finally, I don't know, I remember how long they were living there, but I remember that story from probably a year or two ago. That reminded me of that.
He was trapped in there for hours.
Okay.
Before they could get him out.
He was trapped in there for hours. Yep. So you don't remember the story about the person living up?
I remember. I don't know where it was.
Okay. No, but that reminded me of that person.
Packing plants have now told the cattle buyers that they can handle 8,000 more cattle a day than what they're getting right now.
Oh, really? Wow. 8,000 more a day than what they're getting?
6,000 to 8,000 head more they can handle, and they're not getting that.
They're not getting that many. Wow. Well, time to start building up the herd. It's going to take a while. They've been talking about how the herd is so low and they need to start rebuilding it. And how many years has it been and they're still not doing that?
We have a cattle on feed report today too, so, you know.
Oh, cattle on feed today. Oh, it's Thursday. Is it every Thursday?
No. It's once a month.
No. Oh.
So Kyle talked about it this morning, and we'll have all the numbers on his report tomorrow morning.
Oh, this month has 5 weeks, doesn't it? Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, because I got a raise this week.
You got Yeah, you don't usually get a raise.
Carly Pierce said she never wants to have kids.
Never?
Yep, she said, I don't ever want to have kids.
Ever? Real? That's so strange. She seems like such a family person.
She said, I want to pursue country music and live on the road. That's what I want to do, she said.
Lainey Wilson has talked about that, too. She said having, like her dream wasn't ever about getting married and having a wedding, you know, and what she'd wear to her wedding. It was what she was going to wear the first night she got to play at the Grand Ole Opry. She said that if she really didn't have a plan to have a family. It was always about her career, and she's not sure at what point she'll want to have a family. So, you know, career has been everything. Look at Miranda Lambert's in the same boat. She put all of her life into her career. She's married, but she doesn't want to have kids.
Dolly Parton thought she might have a couple of kids, but it didn't work out, it says.
Mm-mm.
So if you want to go broke, have some kids.
On the story that we watched about Barbara Walters, she had a daughter, and Oprah came on and said she learned that you can't be good at both things. You have to pick one. So she picked a career and didn't have kids. And Barbara Walters struggled because she put so much into her career, and she really didn't give what she wanted to give to her daughter. And it shows, and it was a reflection on their relationship.
Well, they were disconnected.
So, yeah. Well, it's hard to be connected when your mom's out working all the time and she's not around. You're always with the nanny.
Or with somebody you don't know.
Well, I'm sure they know the nanny. It wasn't like she was a stranger.
So we got Austin coming up at 9, so he's back. So we've already killed 8:33.
I know. When you said you didn't have anything else to talk about, now we're overtime.
He said yes, he's going to be on today.
We need an alarm to go off or something at 8:30.
Well, I can manage that.
Thanks for tuning in to Todd and Nancy in the Morning and the Agriplex Report. We really do appreciate you every day. And I heard that my brother tuned in the other day in North Carolina. So if he happens to be listening to this older married couple bickering about who shortened the intro music. Anyway.
He's going to be doing a book signing.
1470 AM and 102.7 FM all day, every day. We have Texas Rangers baseball. They're off tonight, but they'll be back tomorrow. We have ag news, markets, and weather, and the best country music around. Everybody have a great day. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.